his wife and 7-year-old kid.
Uh-huh.
So they gang up on him, knock his head around till he goes limp, then tie him up on a cross.
What?
Yeah. They put a barbed wire cross on his head and shit. The crowd is dead quiet. And then... wait.
What's up?
I thought I saw... is that... hey. Hey!
Hey, you. What you doing? Right. With the clothes. Because it's a store for clothes.
Who's a new girl?
So, funny story. I went to church the other day.
Come on. You went to church.
I did. Thought I'd broaden my horizons. Make some new friends.
How'd that work out for you?
I mean, exhibit fucking A. Old friends, say hello to new friend.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. There's this place around the corner. We were gonna go grab some Saganaki. You wanna come with? We can tell them all about how we met. No. No. It's some bomb-ass Saganaki, though. Hmm. Guys, do you mind if I bail on the big fat Greek snack time? I kind of want to do a little catching up.
Sure. No worries.
I guess.
And we'll catch up with you later.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Later.
Now, you weren't trying to hide from me, were you? What the fuck, dude? But I could swear we locked eyes there for a second before you slipped behind the rack. I'll be honest. Didn't expect to run into you here, of all places. I thought you were more of a grandma's hand-me-downs kind of gal. It's a fucking joke. Just a joke. But you have to admit, this stuff isn't exactly church-appropriate. I mean... just look at that one. Bare shoulders. Neckline plunging all the way down. So much skin. Is that what you're looking for? Something to show yourself off in? I didn't wake something in you, did I? Sure. Uh-huh. That is a hell of a wardrobe update. And hey, how lucky is it that we ran into each other here? Because I can definitely help you pick something out. I mean, no one knows your body as intimately as I do. It's almost like divine intervention. Oh, look at that one. Just imagine how it would hug your curves. At the same time, showing too much. And not enough. And it'd be perfect on you. You'd drive your audience wild. Yeah. audience. That's what you want, right? To be seen for what you are. But you're getting so hot all of a sudden. I can hear your heartbeat faster. Madame. 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 This isn't bothering you. Is it? Feeling my breasts pressed on your back. My hands around your waist. My breath on your neck. Karen over there. She's not looking at us. She's looking for the manager. Nothing to see here. Just us gals being pals. Very close friends. And confidential. Intimate. And that one. Can you imagine spending all day getting dolled up, hair perfect, your outfit immaculate? You'd be so pretty in it. All that effort to look your best, and then I'd tear it right off you. That's okay. You can grind your ass on me. Because I can hear those hits. You'd just love an audience, wouldn't you? To have everyone see what you've been hiding. Who you really are. A desperate slut. Maybe I should take you right here. Pin you to the floor. And fuck you. Fuck you like no one else could. Make you come again. orgasm after another. To sate the insatiable lust you bury deep inside. I'd make you writhe and howl in ecstasy. Make the floor slick with our sweat and cum. Until there's no child of God left. Only a mindless whore. A creature of raw hedonism. No thought or faith polluting that pretty head of yours. And the crowd would love the show, wouldn't they? They wouldn't be able to keep their hands off themselves, touching themselves to your obscene display. You think they'd be more jealous of you? All reason gone. So lost in pleasure. Or me, forgetting to fuck the life out of such a gorgeous whore of a girl. But they can't have you either way. No, you're a good Christian girl, aren't you? Devoted, loyal, good. Your tight, wet pussy is for me. All for me. And only for me. And...
Hey! What's gotten into you? That's the one you're picking? I can wait outside while you try it on, you know. I don't need to be in here with... Huh. Say that again. You want me to what now? Say it again. Say it again. 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 Risk and the thrill. We don't actually want to get caught. See, I would fuck you, but you're still wearing that silver ring. Oh, don't look at me like that. I couldn't say no to that face. And I do have an idea. See, this is one of those times when you need to get off the straight and narrow. Take the road less traveled to get around that pesky virginity clause. If you get what I mean. And you are lucky. The girls and I have been shopping too. And... I've got just the thing you need. Oh, I promise it's not too big for you. It's perfect for your little virgin loophole. And I've got more than enough lube. What do you think? You want to give this ride a go? You want to know what it feels like to get fucked for real? Brave girl.
Then turn around. Take off your shirt. We're turning it into a makeshift blindfold. There you go. Can't see a thing? Good. Now, I want you to relax, and I want you to listen, and I want you to feel. Can you do that for me? Good girl. Put your hands on the mirror and lean over. Spread your legs. Oh, I missed this ass. And you are dripping. I knew you would be. Just a horny little pillow princess under all that Jesus talk, aren't you? That's okay. You can be my little pillow princess. I like getting you all worked up. And I like how you taste. Are you ready for my finger, princess? Are you ready to take me in? There you go. Take a deep breath and relax. It's just the tip. And breathe out. Oh, such a good girl you are for me. There you go, little by little. You're taking it so well. You're taking almost a full finger now. I think you're prepared for the real thing. To be stretched like a whore. So far. There you go. Just relax. Let your mind go blank while I fill you. There you go. Good girl. It's intense, isn't it? Let it fill you. Rock you from your toes to your chest to the tips of your fingers to your quivering lips and thoughtless mind, like a hole in your soul finally mended. Finally, you feel complete. Oh, look at you. Such a good girl. Taking the whole cock in your virgin ass. Oh, so tight. Oh, but so eager. It's like you were made for this. To be filled. It feels good, doesn't it? I know it does. So right. But something's still missing, isn't it? I bet you haven't stopped fiddling with your little rosary beads since the last time we met. Am I right? But it's not the same, is it? It's not the same without me. You need me. My touch. There it is. Your clit missed my fingers too, didn't it? I know it feels good, but you have to be quiet. Listen. Can you hear the people outside? Do you think they're wondering what we're doing in here? Do you think they can hear your barely muffled whimpers? Let's get rid of that blindfold. Shh. Don't look away. Look in the mirror. Look at this depraved, debased whore of a woman. Pathetic, mindless, with only one desire. Come. Amen. You came even harder than last time. But you kept quiet. You did good. There you go. I gotcha. You good? I love how out of it you are when you come. All up in seventh heaven. But you should start getting dressed as soon as you come down. You know? Before the fucking staff starts wondering what's going on in here. I'd rather not get banned for life. Hey. I hope you were gonna buy that top. Because it's wet now. Dude! You can't just put it back on the rack after fucking coming all over it. That can't be very Christian. Well, for what it's worth, I did mean what I said. It's gonna look amazing on you. And every time you wear it,
we'll both know.
Okay. So, do you think it'll be less conspicuous if we go out one after the other? Or together at the same time? Okay. Together, then.